Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, hey, I listen to Tip Tap Tip all the time. I'm their number one fucking fan. And this isn't how a show starts. And you're right, it isn't. This is kind of a preambling. You know what's going on. We got, if you haven't heard the announcement, I don't know how you haven't. We've only been talking about it for like forever. Call yourself a fucking fan. But Rochelle and I are taking a break. Pregnancy happened, babies got to take care of. Who knew? Long story short, we lined up some great guest hosts who are going to be help filling in during our time when we're figuring all sorts of stuff out, like changing a diaper, feeding the baby, figuring out what that crying means, etc., etc. We will be back soon, but in the meantime, enjoy these guest-hosted shows of Tip Tap Tip. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, new internet.
It's the same old internet.
It's changed.
It has. Oh my God, you've started a topic already. It has. Today's IP6B day. It's a big internet thingy because we ran out of IP addresses or something, so everything has to switch
that's
over.
Right.
Today's the day. It's World IP6B.
I didn't know that was actual day.
Yeah, today. They're encouraging everybody to change to the new system. So the entire internet changed. But very few people noticed.
Which sounds really stupid, actually. Well, someone was describing it to me as it's just, yeah, the internet has now expanded.
Yes, like the universe. It's infinite.
But the same people have, you know, gobbled up those. You're talking about the domains, right?
The IP domain addresses. Yeah. It's not domains. It's IP addresses.
So like instead of .com, there's now .xyz or whatever.
No. The IP address is the like 0.902.
Yeah. So I'm talking about something else.
So it's like license plates, right? Remember in Ontario a few years back, like maybe 15 or something, maybe a lot longer ago than I think, we ran out of the three-digit combination, so we had to include a fourth digit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. The IP addresses were running out of digit combinations. There were too many places on the internet.
So who will
notice
this?
Why didn't they just take down all those Angel Fire and GeoCities sites and just redistribute those IP addresses.
My God, those are still up?
Somewhere, probably.
I think I may have my original Angel Fire site up still. Let's go check it out.
Everything is archived somewhere. It's the internet. It's huge.
My first ever website.
And someone cares about all of that shit. Just yesterday, I was posting about, because there's all that crap about Facebook. People are posting on Facebook, hi, now that you're a publicly funded or publicly traded company, please don't use my information for your own purposes. I'm like,
yeah.
So I posted something on there about how once you put it on the internet, it's always, always there.
It's out of your control.
It never goes away. It will always be there, and it will always be findable.
Yeah. And that's the reason why my folks aren't actually on Facebook, which is valid. They don't want to be in that position ever.
I have no problem with it,
so,
obviously.
Yeah, they don't want other people to own their thoughts. So,
in 1997, when I joined the internet hardcore, I'd been on it for a couple of years, but just kind of, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. 1997 was kind of the beginning of click sites. You know, visual wasn't all like just text and coding and stuff like that.
That was such a good time, too, for movies.
Well, I got huge into it because I was a giant X-Files fan. So all that crappy X-Files fanfic, I read it all and I commented on all that shit. Somewhere you can still find my reaction to the alternate ending to Prometheus or whatever it was called. The one where the guy who had the funny face and it was all black and white and Scully and Mulder danced at the end and then there was some sex. As there is in every X-Files fanfic.
That sounds right up my alley, actually.
Either Scully and Mulder, or Scully and Skinner, or Krycek and Skinner, or Krycek and Mulder.
Wow, no, Scully gets off the hook a lot.
Well, you know, those of us who read and write, not that I ever wrote it, fanfic, are big fans of, you know, male on male.
Boring.
For you.
I meant that it was a good time for movies just because around that time, the internet was so, it was still so unknown and mysterious to people that movies that came out that featured the internet, look back at them now. Look up a movie called The Net with Sandra Bullock and take a look at how much bullshit was in that movie because they didn't understand what the internet was because really it wasn't formed yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I right. love that.
So anyways, back on to what we were saying.
Oh, I'm
hello,
sorry.
Hello, internet.
You ringleadering?
Oh, no, yeah. No, but see, we, you know, we yeah. got off on a tangent, which happens. So maybe we should introduce ourselves.
We started on a tangent. We're
well,
ahead
you
of
said
the game.
It's a new internet. And then suddenly, you're right. It is
yeah.
a new internet.
And suddenly, yeah, you're off.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I do that.
So
I, being Candace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess these people don't know us.
Nobody here knows us. Well, some people may know us. I hope.
Yes. Excuse us. We have not been properly introduced yet. I am Nick.
Sorry, was I supposed to do like a flourish, like a ta-da?
I'm not introducing
welcoming.
Myself to you.
I don't know.
This is our introduction.
There was a pause, like I was supposed to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know what
take it away.
Do. Take it away. Yeah,
the
so you're Nick.
Yours.
I'm Candace.
I'm Nick most of the time.
No, you're always Nick.
Sometimes.
Okay. So we do a podcast. That's not this one.
We do some talking that gets out in an audio format on the internet sometimes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's called limited release. Sit down. Let me tell you about it. I feel really uncomfortable talking about it, so I'd rather just get out of the way because
it's cool. Whatever.
We're on somebody else's turf. We're not supposed to be talking about what we do, trying to lure you over to our very awesome sounding podcast, which releases every other Saturday.
That's
we're
right.
not supposed to
we're
be doing
that. We're
not
here for shameless self-promotion. We're
not
here to help.
Not at all. Not
tip,
at all.
Tip, tip. New babies. Baby daddy and baby mama.
Yeah.
It's congrats, by the way. I saw the photo.
A photo?
On,
oh,
yeah.
Just a photo, eh?
Yep. Pictures.
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember where. I think Eric did it on the Twitter. The Twitter. That was it.
On the Twitter, yeah.
On the Twitter, yeah. He had a tweet. Look, we made a baby. That's what everybody calls it. All the hip
ooh,
kids.
Smells good.
Yeah.
That could almost be, just be aromatherapy.
Jamaican rum.
So they decided to have a baby.
Yeah.
And take some time off because I guess that takes some time and effort. And
I don't know. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess they just didn't want baby crying during episodes.
That could be interesting,
though. Because really, aren't they just going to be home more often now?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had a baby, so what do I know?
The baby could give some incredible insight, I think. You know, a complete separate third party. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It could be like the youngest podcaster beginning.
Do they have to reach like language age or just start now?
Just start now.
Hmm.
Who's to say babies can't understand what this baby is going to say?
Speaking of babies, babies, I posted a video online today that I found that kind of looks like someone's basically abusing their child for our benefit because there's this baby girl and dad's filming while mom is trying to feed her green beans, smushed green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And she clearly does not want to eat these green beans. My immediate reaction is just feed the damn kid some corn or some squash or something that it's going to eat because really that kid is going to starve if you keep trying to force feed it beans. And then I just watched more closely and laughed every time the kid reacted to the green beans and realized, oh, that's right. That's fine. You go ahead and starve your child for my entertainment.
Yeah, look at the still right now. It looks pretty evil.
She's growling. It looks
angry. Yeah.
Yes, it's a she. It's a baby girl. But yes, it is actually a rather entertaining video. But
like
I still come back to the just feed your kid something it's going to eat.
A little mini Jabba.
I find that offensive.
What?
I don't know. The kid doesn't look anything like Jabba the Hutt.
He's got jowls. He's got fierce
all babies
face.
Have jowls.
Absolutely. Most babies look like Jabba.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Heads up. Heads up, guys. You have a baby, it's going to look like Jabba.
All your children look like Hutts.
Yeah.
That would be the race.
Give all your kids Solo. They'll demand it.
That was odd. I think that one fell flat. Sorry. Try another joke.
Yeah, you just commenting on what I'm saying. That's not a podcast.
No, I'm just going to tell you whether or not your joke is funny or not.
You just, yeah, Oh, I can do that to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. I know that now.
You want to hear a joke?
I don't want to hear a joke yet. I want it to come naturally. Don't force it.
Okay.
I know it'll come out.
You're right. It's bound to. It probably will.
Oh.
So?
This has been interesting trying to prepare for this. It feels like I've been like putting off something. Like there's something I should be doing.
Yeah. Because see, really, we normally do a show where we review things. So first of all, we have to watch them. So there's a bit of like preparation ahead of time. And then we come here and we've got to have sort of notes and we have to know, you know, people who are involved and production names and stuff like that, and actually sound intelligent, which I don't know that we necessarily ever pull off, but
it actually is a lot of hard work.
We're supposed to be trying to sound intelligent on our show. Mm-hmm. And this one is just like, what? We can just shoot the shit?
Shoot the shit. That, to me, is more, this is more difficult.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I do this every day.
Now, we don't necessarily have content. We just need to entertain.
I'm very entertaining.
You think you are.
No, I know I am.
Okay.
People laugh at my jokes, Nick, just because you don't.
Oh, they may laugh when you say shit.
Yes, because I am very entertaining.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're laughing with you.
Whatever. With me or at me, doesn't matter. I'm still entertaining them.
Mm. So that would make you the Fozzie Bear.
Waka, waka, waka. Fozzie.
Yeah. So in like getting ready for this, I actually just had to just keep doing what I'm doing when I'm taking those little breaks and perusing the internet for whatever's interesting going on.
Go online and look for crap.
Exactly, which is what I do anyways. That's in my what little 5-minute breaks.
That's actually most of my job. Many of my sort of things that I do involve content curation, which means I've spent a lot of time on the internet looking for cool shit.
Mm-hmm. And what have you found? There's actually been a lot going on lately.
Yeah.
Which is convenient.
Lately, like today?
Lately, like in the last 3 or 4 days, or at least stuff that's come to me in the last 3 or 4 days.
Today's a pretty big day just in general.
Yeah, which has been really interesting. Like newsworthy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know which one to start off with, really. But there's been a couple people dying in the last little while.
Yeah. Today's a big one.
I don't mean this to shift to like, so in the news today, check out who died.
Do you know what? There's a podcast I listen to that does Today in Death, and it's pretty funny, but it's always weird deaths. Today's just a like, huh.
Mm.
You can bet today, being June 6th, so those of you listening may be able to figure it out, how many times people have said, really? I didn't even know he was still alive. I bet that was said a lot today.
Like who?
Like who said that?
No, like who?
Who died?
Yeah.
Ray Bradbury.
Okay, there's he.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suspect there were a lot of people who said, I didn't even know he was still alive.
I was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know. But hey, he lived. If you live to be that old and you're not in the press every single day, it's okay to be mistaken for dead.
Is it okay?
I would think so.
Will you be okay with being mistaken for dead?
I believe that when I get to be around 90-ish, God
mm-hmm.
willing,
mm-hmm.
that if I get in touch with old friends again, someone that I haven't seen in a long time, I will not be the least offended, nor will be really surprised if they say, Jesus Christ, Nick, I thought you were dead. Hmm. And,
okay.
You know what? Actually, in preparation, I'm hoping I remember this. I'm just going to say, I was, and just keep going with that. The soap opera spin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think that my grandmother, who's going to be 90 this year, would probably be upset if someone thought she was dead. Oh, I'm getting angry face. You can come up with a better one. You know what? It's possible. It's possible by that age.
I'm going to share my room with you.
You might even have Alzheimer's, so you probably won't remember. Actually, you know what? I suspect that your memory is going to get better as you age.
I already know it is. I have Alzheimer's right now. Clarity is going to come to me in later years.
It just gets better and better. Yep. It's true because
actually,
your long-term memory is so much better with Alzheimer's.
Somebody's already theorized that what I don't remember now,
yeah,
like the things I remember now and the things that I forget are gonna polarize. They're gonna switch
right over.
So yeah, by the time I hit like 70, 80, 90, yeah, I'll remember all the things that I've forgotten right now.
I believe it.
But then I'll forget everything that I know.
Hmm. I took a quiz online today, and you know how quizzes always tell you exactly the truth.
Of course.
It was an autism spectrum test to see where you fall on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know where I fell?
Please tell.
Very high was my number.
Like, so what? You are really? Highly autistic?
Yeah. Like they say, I fell into the very high where they say most high-functioning people who are high-functioning autistics or suffer from Asperger's are in that category.
Right. So what do you glean from that?
I glean that the quiz was wrong.
Okay. In the unlikely situation that it's wrong. What else?
I do not have Asperger's. I am far more socially aware than them.
Hmm, really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
No, no, no. We don't need to bring up any proof.
Not so much
proof. I don't have Asperger's. I have OCD. There's a difference.
Everybody says they have OCD.
No, but I really do. But that's besides the point. So the things that I scored high on were probably the ones that were very, had routine. And if things change, do you deal well with it? Which I don't. Everything has to be, I have to do the same thing in the same pattern every single time. That's just the only way I can do it. Which is not Asperger's. It's obsessive compulsive disorder. Because if I miss one step, then the whole thing goes to hell. At least in my mind.
Asperger's syndrome.
Hmm.
An autism spectrum disorder that is characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction alongside restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests.
That's not me at all.
Okay.
I'm a high-functioning introvert.
If that's the way you want to put it. Tomato, tomato. Yes.
I was really surprised, actually, after I took it, and I was like, okay, I figured I'd be like, you know, on the higher end of normal, but not like in the you should go see a doctor category.
The higher end of normal.
Yeah, the higher end of normal. Like, meh.
The lower third, the upper third.
You're okay, but, you know, you're a little wacky.
You're all right.
Well, not that people with autism are wacky, but I'm kind of wacky. Maybe that's that social situation thing I just have issues spicy. With. That's why it's Jamaican rum. Mm-hmm. Spice. Is there anything left there?
Can I There's try plenty. I'm taking baby sips.
Hmm.
Baby.
I took a baby sip.
Baby sips.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Bazing.
Yep. That's rum. Gah. I don't think I could actually do a whole shot of that.
Well, not a full shot. Look at the size of the shot glass. This is retarded. Actually, I'm going to take a pic of this because
you're going to take a shot our viewers of your
need
shot.
Our viewers need to know.
They're not viewers, they're listeners.
Listeners.
Okay. Rum has gotten to his head.
But if you take a look at this picture, you become a viewer.
Okay, yes.
Ooh, wrap your mind around that.
It's true.
They have to see the size
of this.
Do you
know what? Wait, does that make us transmedia?
That?
No, wait, it's kind of all on the web, so it's still media. It's still web media. Just
from,
makes us
from Transylvania.
Sensual.
Is Tim Curry in transmedia?
It makes us sensual because we hit the different senses. We got audio and video. There's no tactile sensualness to our podcast. Tactile. Though, I'm sorry.
So the rum's gone to who?
It was a baby sip.
Yeah. Oh, this is tough.
Photo shoot. Let's all pause while Nick takes
Did
a
you take
photo.
I think my phone just actually melted. What?
That was the delayed.
That is crazy delay.
Apparently, the photo really has had a baby.
People really need to see the
too.
Size of this this shot. Actually, we'll
you
put
need
it
some
next
sort
of, to there
well,
we go.
Right beside the there. Mini.
Yeah, for perspective, because you for comparison, because you need to see how big this fucking shot glass is. This is like three or four shots in one.
It's not three or four shots. It's like
it's
a shot and a half or
it's,
two ounces.
Oh, no, no, no. That's
something.
At least three.
Okay, whatever.
Check that. Anyways, I'll send that along.
So earlier. Before we came over here, I was watching a video, and I don't know, Sach, our audio producer, might hate this because I want to play it.
I had shit that I was going to play in the background
I know,
as well. So
but it's
okay.
Really fun sounding. Can we play it? Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's I don't even know what it is. It was on my Google Reader, and it's fun. Let's see. Let's turn it up here. Oh, there's some introduction. Hold on.
Is it actually going to play?
It's playing.
Yeah.
danceable song.
Where did you find this?
I don't know. Geeks are sexy.
Interesting. So there's a video to go along with this, yes?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
All right. Okay, I see what you mean by catchy, and fuck you for putting that tune in my head now.
Along came the web with photos of cats.
What, the lyrics pop up too?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Satan inside. Really? I'm dancing. You can't take a photo while I'm dancing.
The hell I can't.
The video is pretty fun.
What is it?
I don't know. It's a professor playing a MIDI. The age of memes. Hamster dance. Rick rolling down across the streams. Leak spin locats. Numa, Numa. Numa, Numa. Keep or carry really out. And William Shatner. Okay.
Seriously, how long is this?
You might not have been able to hear that last line, but it was, I'm shitting in a bucket. I'm trapped in a chair. I'm shitting in a bucket. Okay, we're up to the iPhone.
So what does that mean?
Well, that means that we're now. He's up to the iPhone. He started in 92. He's up to the iPhone.
Ah, I see. Are we still waiting for it? Oh, okay, good.
Whoa.
I had no idea what we were in for there when you started to play it.
I only got to hear the first, like, verse of the song, because you're like, okay, let's go. I was like, but I like this song. So there we go. Now I heard the whole thing. I love it. Hold on to that one.
Yeah. It looked like you loved it.
I'll
soon show the world how much you loved it as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look like you're dancing either. It just kind of looks like you're, like, yeah.
Whee! Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. So.
Interesting. Well, even it seems like actually an hour ago, while we were just sitting down trying to figure out what the hell are we going to talk about, the internet delivered.
Yes.
In various ways.
The internet does that.
Different things that we could, all sorts of material. Did you know that is how much material is out there? That is just for you to search and grab at your choosing.
Mm-mm.
That's amazing.
I didn't know.
They have this thing called Google. That's what you get for calling me not funny.
Google? Yeah. Is that kind of like buble?
Google. I think it's...
How do you know that's Google?
It's Spanish.
But there's an E always at the end of Google. So how do you know, like, is there a little accent aigu on it, which is French?
I'm pretty sure they just couldn't figure out how to type that. So I forgave them for that.
Okay.
But yeah, Google.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just type shit into it and it magically, I think there's someone on like the other end. It's like a hotline.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell them what you're looking for and the person automatically like sorts through a catalog.
Oh, that scene in Ghostbusters?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just like that. And it's probably off the Dewey Decimal System.
Or maybe like that scene in Breakfast Club too. They had card catalogs there too.
Probably. Yeah. Now that I think about it, they probably have more than one.
More than one card catalog?
No, more than one person.
Oh.
Probably monkeys.
Well, they're all in detention.
Yes.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. That's Breakfast Club again.
All these different monkeys that work for Google.
Mm-hmm.
That once you put in your request for, I want, donkey born, then all these monkeys get to work going through their catalog to try and find you the search results. It's amazing.
Let me try this Google. Donkey porn. Free sex videos, free hardcore porn, XXX teen sex, ultra donkey.
Way to go, monkeys.
That's the first.
Way to go, monkeys. First one. Good job. Wait,
should I click on images?
God, no.
Let's see what happens.
It's your computer. So let's
see. There's no porn here. Oh, well, that is, but they're little, like, they're figurines of donkeys. There's a donkey punch. Oh, that's a real, those are two real donkeys. An actual
donkey punch?
No, it's like a furry, like a guy in a donkey suit punching
a
hooker or something. Ah. And then there's two donkeys. Astronomically epic win. I don't know what that has to do with donkey punch. Cat disco. That's just weird.
Some cat chick disco. With
boobs. Yeah, so really, donkey porn, all we've got here is two Eeyore dolls.
Oh, man, that would be the most depressing porn to watch in the world. Two Eeyores?
Yep, two Eeyores.
Good God.
Going at it. Yeah.
Hey, Eeyore.
So, how's it going? I think that's on safe search moderate. Let's see. Let's try off.
I've got a hard on.
Oh, there's actually some naked ladies if you turn off.
Can't get rid of it.
There's still no actual... Oh, that's a camel. That's not a donkey. That's a camel.
I guess you can get on top. Not like there's anything I can do about it.
You should write erotic fiction.
I'm sure many people would get off to that.
Hmm.
The mix of your subject and the sound of my voice. Oh, it's yes. It's
like audio erotic fiction. I like puns.
You like puns. Delicious, delicious puns.
What else did Google give you?
What else did Google give me? Well, there are some other things that were noteworthy of that. I'm just, with a very blunt segue, need to go into. Ray Bradbury did die, but someone else did as well. And the internet will recognize him. Probably not by name. Edward Kill.
The Trololo guy.
Mr. Trololo.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I don't know what that means.
No?
No.
Have you never heard the Trololo?
No. See, despite the fact that for our regular podcast, we actually review web video, I don't watch very much web video. Me finding that internet song and playing it, that is a rare occasion. I'm not that person.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't really know about the Trololo guy.
It's something like this.
I feel like I'm on a cruise ship. Yeah, definitely feel like I'm on a cruise ship. The love boat.
So, unfortunately.
So, that guy's internet famous, eh?
He's internet famous, not by his design.
Why aren't we internet famous?
Because it's by random. People don't set out to become internet famous. Okay. It just happens when you're not expecting it.
Hmm. I'm not expecting it.
When's the last time? Yes, you are. You just asked. The last time that you've heard of someone becoming internet famous and they get interviewed, they get asked, how did this happen to you? And they said, well, I woke up one morning and I had this plan to become internet famous. That just happens by accident. And actually, it's usually they're the last people to know that they're famous.
You know what? Justin Bieber set out to be internet famous. Instead, he became real life famous.
Yeah, but he's a freak.
Because Jay-Z found him?
No, Usher. Usher.
Couldn't remember.
Even then, that was... Yeah, he put it out on YouTube. Didn't expect to get picked up by Usher and then whisked off like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's that other guy who does those like lip dubs who's got... that weird disease that makes him like stunted growth. Like he's still got sort of the body of a teen or almost a preteen.
And the head of a mongoose?
Yes, that's it.
I've heard of him.
I don't remember his name. But 50 Cent does videos with them now, and Jennifer Aniston, the Smart Water video, that guy. That kid.
What? Is this a trend now? Like,
what?
The famous people have to find someone young and...
No, you know, this guy was already famous, and he's not young. He's an adult, but he just has the... He's got some sort of disease that makes him have the, like, the body of a young person.
Okay.
So I'll find it. Hold on.
Oh, what? I've heard of this. Benjamin Button?
No, he's not Brad Pitt.
This is Benjamin Button. Was Benjamin Button based on him?
No.
If so, then the movie makes a whole lot more sense if Cate Blanchett played 50 Cent.
Yes. Yep. Cate Blanchett, 50 Cent. That's right. Wow.
I didn't get it before. It is so clear to me right now.
Let's see here. I'll find it because... Okay. Oh, that guy right there. That's his name. Where is he?
Well, by the way, I just have to point out, though, Mr. Mm-hmm. Trololo, that video I was actually playing was him performing it again.
Keenan Cahill.
Keenan Cahill. Who the hell is that?
The guy who's got the disease that makes him smaller than other people, even though he's an adult and he does lip dubs.
So, not to be, you know, insensitive, but... Who is he?
He's just a guy.
Okay, so he's famous because
he made YouTube videos of him singing other people's songs, especially 50 Cent songs. And then one day 50 Cent just showed up at his house.
And made him famous then?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he was already famous because everybody loved his videos.
I've never
Everybody heard of being people who are not us, because I don't watch that kind of crap on the internet.
I'm actually quite amazed that you knew about him and I didn't.
He's an internet celebrity from Elmhurst, Illinois.
So what does he do different? Like, he does
I think people just like him because he's got an illness that makes him look different from other people. So people thought it was kind of funny for a while, and he's just like, fuck y'all. You're going to watch me because you think I'm funny looking? That's fine. You're still going to watch me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't get it. It still sounds like another famous artist searching out into the YouTubes to pick up a younger, undiscovered talent.
Maroto-Lamy syndrome.
Right.
It develops an appearance much like that of people suffering from dwarfism and then shortened trunk and crouched.
So it's a disease that makes you appear young?
Well, yes, but no.
I can tell you there are people out there in the world, older people who do not age well, who don't sympathize.
No. He doesn't look young, like he looks like a child.
Preserved youth?
No. He hasn't found the fountain of youth.
I'm afflicted with youth. Oh, no. Pity me. And what is it like then?
Watch one of his videos. Bring him up.
Stop yelling at me. You got it open over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to Google that.
Well, you don't need to Google it. You can YouTube it.
Now you're just making up funny words.
YouTube.
Don't appreciate it.
Don't look up YouTube. It's a bad idea.
I'm oh so curious now. Oh, man. YouTube.
All right, let's see. So what song do we want? We want him with 50 Cent or just him?
Oh, we're going to play another song.
Well, no. You can watch it. You don't have to.
I'll watch it on my own time.
Here, you can watch it right here.
We got other people's time here.
I will turn his volume down because I don't really need to see him singing Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Oops, that's not what I want. I want that button. Here we go. See, that guy, he has not found the Fountain of Youth.
He looks like that guy from Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah.
He doesn't. Are you one of those people who just thinks that everybody under 3 feet looks the same?
No, he kind of looks like, yeah, maybe.
He does not look like Warwick Davis either.
I didn't say Warwick Davis.
No, but I'm
not.
Just going to go through all the famous people who are midgets. First of all, he's not a midget.
Keep going. I want to see how far you'll get.
That's, wait, there's...
There we go. Yeah,
the guy who is in Twin Peaks.
It doesn't count if you can't remember
the
name.
What do you mean?
If you can't remember the name. They're not famous.
Okay, I gotta turn. What do you mean not famous? He's an actor.
If you can't remember their name, then they're not famous.
You know, there are a lot of people's names that I can't remember. There's like yours.
Who there's the famous people, and then there's that guy.
Okay, but so, first of all, I have at least 5 men in my life who will text me to ask me the names of people. Who's that guy who was in that movie? That doesn't make that guy not famous. It makes the person who's texted me asking me that question, not that rememberful.
Oh, God, that hurt. I need more rum. Rememberful.
They suffer from the opposite Alzheimer's disease just like you.
In day-to-day life for saying shit like that.
What, rememberful?
Yeah.
Remembering-o-ful? Remembering?
Remembering-ness. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good rum.
Yep,
bang, that's good. Bang!
All right, what else you got?
Did you know the zombie apocalypse hit?
Yeah, but only in the States.
Not true.
Not true. There was a Canadian zombie apocalypse. What happened in Canada?
In fact, the Canadian story has the most interesting story. Well, it's not really a zombie apocalypse. It's another sub-story that's kind of been snuck under the zombie apocalypse banner.
Oh.
There's no actual, as far as we know, consumption of human flesh here.
Flesh eating?
No. So really, it's just another messed up story.
Some sort of flesh eating, whether it's flesh eating or just brain eating, has to happen for it to be a zombie.
Well, then that does kind of discount some of the stories in the States. But this one is equally messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in Montreal, of all places.
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually hear what happened, but I heard that there was some
hoopla. Well, actually, it started in Montreal.
Yeah, because there were some riots or something. There first was some student...
No. That's not that.
Student protests, and then there were some riots, and then some weirdness.
I don't even know what that was about. Anyways, yeah. This former porn star.
A Canadian porn star?
I don't think he's Canadian.
Okay.
But was chilling out in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still trying to get to the, get to the bottom of this because they don't know where all this came from. But, this former porn star, he suspected that he chopped up a body and mailed the parts to different cities.
Yeah.
So there are schools and shit that are getting hands and feet mm-hmm. delivered to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all part of one body, they figure.
Yeah, that's not remotely zombie-esque, but I do remember hearing about the body parts in the mail.
No. But that
isn't that more like Seven, really?
That is what I thought of, actually, as well.
Yeah.
So it's like real twisted movies coming to life. Got Night of the Living Dead kicking in. Got Saw. What else we got there?
So what does this tell us
all?
All those people who told us that watching violent movies would desensitize us and turn us into serial killers were right.
Nobody told me that.
Really?
No. My counselor did not run that by me. Not at all.
No?
No.
Maybe they should have. You watch a lot of those movies.
I do, but I can tell the difference. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, but what doesn't matter if you can tell the difference or not. It's whether or not you want that to be reality. This is not the reality that you want, so you're just going to change it into that one. That's obviously what this guy's doing, obviously.
Obviously. Obviously. Your professional
That is diagnosis. My professional opinion.
Yes.
He dislikes the reality he's in. He wants it to be the reality of Seven.
Wow. You've just...
It rains a lot
You've
in
just
Seven.
Done all the, just done all the work that so many professionals with proper training... What have you been paid to do?
As opposed to those professionals with no proper training.
You just helped save so many, man hours of work mm-hmm. trying to figure out this nutball. Amazing. How did you do that?
Clever deduction.
I'm sure.
I just put myself in his shoes and figured out how I would feel if I was in his shoes.
Right. That's, kind of creepy now.
Are you scared to be down here alone? There's a skull here. Do you wonder how it got here?
I've got my blunt instrument.
Yeah.
I feel pretty safe with it.
Okay. You hold tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, because of that, I guess zombie apocalypse, people are actually thinking it's happening. And I looked it up on Google Trends.
It's huge, isn't
it? It's the third most popular search term.
Massive spike.
Yep. Because people think it's actually happening.
And so here's the deal. If it is actually happening, what does going to Google and searching it do for you? So say it is
You can find a whole array of zombie
preparedness.
Some guides to thwarting the undead.
Haven't we all seen enough movies to know the zombie preparedness? Double tap.
That is why the zombie apocalypse, when it does hit, it's not going to hit us in the way that we've seen it in the movies.
Because the zombies are smarter than that.
We're going to be unprepared. I think the zombie apocalypse, the virus will have evolved, and it will be aware of what we've prepared.
So the virus will be aware. Wow.
So it's not going to happen in the same way that we're expecting it'll happen, according to Hollywood and what other books and what Romero has told us. But we feel so confident that we've seen all the movies, we've read the books, so that we know that zombies try to, you know, rise up against us, we know exactly what to do.
I feel pretty confident that if the zombie apocalypse happened, I don't want to be the one to repopulate the Earth. So, you know, I'll just wait it out or something. If I die, I die. If I survive, well, you know, okay.
I think I'd be pretty eager to take that position.
To populate the Earth?
Yes. I should have business cards ready.
I must say, it's probably easier for you to repopulate the Earth than it would be for me to repopulate the Earth.
Sure, sure, sure.
I mean, for me to do it, there's a bit of a time investment. So, you know.
Yeah, it definitely leaves you at a disadvantage. I've got no argument.
I mean, if we're talking pure math, like exponentially, you could repopulate the Earth much better than I could.
Yeah, but that also means that I don't have, you know, I work once and then take 9 months off until the next time. I've got to keep moving. It's more of a...
Yeah, that's what I mean. You could do it much faster because you can just move on.
It's more of a you know, a whack-a-mole game for me. It's an endurance trial for you, but it's...
To be fair, it's probably a bit of an endurance trial for you as well.
It's quite literally, yeah. I have to get out there and whack as many of those moles as I can before time's up. And you'll never play whack-a-mole again.
You're not going to find very many moles to whack if they hear you saying that.
It'll be the end of the world. No choice.
What do you mean, no choice? I'm sorry. Here we are again with the patriarchy, with men choosing how women are supposed to treat their bodies. The women always have the choice.
No, it's...
Yes, I just took it there. That's right.
If humanity's
I just took the zombie apocalypse to an argument about whether or not abortion is safe.
If humanity's going down the tubes and our mission is to repopulate faster than the undead can take us down, if you're not pregnant, you're against the human race.
You're going to Vic Toze it or Tooze or however the hell you say his name? If you're not pregnant, you're for the zombies.
You're either pregnant or you're with the zombies.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
There it is, though.
Yep. I can see the gray hair coming in, like, as we speak. Old gray-haired men trying to control women. Did you think the zombie apocalypse would lead to this? Probably not.
No. I'm starting to see the appeal in doing a podcast like this.
Yeah.
Starting to. It's having its ups and downs. We've got enough time.
We could do a second show, you know.
It's having its ups and downs. We'll have our own
limited release, and then we'll do, like...
Well, maybe we'll do this again. They've only got a couple episodes, right?
I don't know. You're the one who's been talking to Eric. I just listened to the episode where...
I heard they had two.
Yeah.
Which isn't that many, because they release like two a week.
No, it's one a week, isn't it?
No, they released... pretty sure it's two a week.
I don't know. Do you know what? To be fair, this is a new podcast. We only just found out about Tip Tap Tip.
Yeah. And yet we're so eager to help out.
Yeah, 2 months ago because of the Facebooks.
Because of the Facebooks.
Yeah. But I really like their show, though. I was really enjoying it. I downloaded like 10 episodes and I've been listening to it. It's fun. Fun. And there was one episode where they played a song that really made me laugh about Where Do You Go When You Die? That was it. That song was fun, too.
See, I don't get the point of, and I realize we just finished playing a song or two. I don't really get the point of playing music.
No, but see, that was different. Like, because the Where Do You Go When You Die is like the internet song, which is like funny lyrics and haha. Okay, I'm sorry. Go. I'll stop talking.
No, that's okay.
Just have a sip of my tea.
No. I don't have a sip of my rum.
No, because you're talking.
You were explaining
something before I so rudely interrupted. You were talking about how you didn't understand why they played music. You're going to slag the show that we're guest hosting for.
Not slag.
Okay.
Not slag. That's such a harsh word.
Okay.
No, I would be very cautious in using that
question
word.
Question.
Yes.
The podcast that we're guest hosting for.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get playing music while Yeah, I'm already listening to you. Why are you trying to get me to listen to something else? I know that you're talking about you're talking about that song in question. Mm-hmm. So it's usually like, hey, listen to this so you know what we're talking about when we talk about it. But it's like on our show, Limited Release, we don't give the kids homework. We don't tell them like, oh, go watch this, then come back and hear our podcast.
Well, no, they don't give homework either. You just keep listening. And it, see.
That's like watching the movie now, in class.
I've listened to some other podcasts where they actually are like, okay, all right, you know what? Go watch this video right now. It's okay. We'll wait. And then they do dead air for like 30 seconds or something. You're like, okay, you're back. Great. All right. And it's funny.
It's fine the way they have it, but it could just as easily be, okay, we're talking about this song. Here's where you can go listen to it. Pause. I'm going to go over and check the song out on my own time because maybe I just need to listen to 30 seconds of it and I'm good. Now I'm ready to talk to you.
I like hearing it when I'm listening because, A, I like hearing it because, first of all, I am listening to podcasts while I'm walking. I'm not in front of a computer. The other thing is that I like hearing the reactions to it as it's happening, too, because they actually sort of – it's like a commentary on the song or the video or whatever. Some other podcasts, because sometimes they'll actually do it where they're watching a video, but they make one person sort of describe what's happening. It's kind of funny. Just describe it.
I would be okay with.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, that I'd be pretty okay with.
You're just
with.
Saying you don't really like Eurovision songs, basically what? Is what you're saying.
I didn't mention Eurovision at all.
No, but I'm just extrapolating.
You're doing so falsely. Very, very falsely. I never once mentioned anything about Europe.
No, I'm not saying you did. I'm saying apparently on the episodes of Tip Tap Tip, where they were playing, because they played some Eurovision songs.
You're using those uber-powerful abilities of deduction.
Yes, my clever deduction.
Yes.
Porn
actor, male's body parts? Ah, I know what he's suffering from.
Yeah, distorted reality.
Yes. So now,
much like yourself, your reality is distorted right now too.
I criticize one aspect of a podcast playing music during it, and you automatically know exactly I'm against Europe.
I didn't say Europe. I said Eurovision.
Yes.
Do you even know what Eurovision is?
Yes, I know what Eurovision is. I listen to them.
Is that where you were introduced to Eurovision for the first time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? One of our very, very good friends watches it every year because Estonia is always in it.
Aha.
I've been exposed to Eurovision for 4 years now.
I haven't. I've been blissfully in the dark.
Yeah. I don't get it. I'm not really into
it. I should say blissfully.
I'm not really into singing competitions at all.
I don't even know why I said blissfully because honestly, when they were playing some of the songs, which when they played some of the songs that they were talking about.
Seconds would have been fine.
Exactly. I kind of toned out towards the end. And then later they include the links so that I myself could go then check out the songs and the music videos. Because they would also comment on the music videos, which I couldn't see when I'm listening to them.
Well, no, but that's why you would watch it.
Yeah. So anyways,
for many
that
people,
makes more sense to me.
The Eurovision competition is like this huge, massive thing, which is fine. I'm not really into it myself. Or as I say, any other singing competition.
But other than that...
However, I do like America's Next Top Model.
Other than that, I love Tip Tap Tip.
I really enjoy show. I think it's fun. I think it's very fun.
I just feel the need. Talk about this now.
I'm glad that you went on the internets and you found this show.
I'm actually quite glad that they did the call out to... I found their call out on the Canadian Amateur Podcasters Facebook page.
The Facebooks.
It was a good idea. Good idea, guys. Especially... Not too many people who are about to have a baby would actually push aside, recognize that we need to take this time off. It is a crucial moment. So, and also to put the call out to people to invite other people onto their show.
Yeah, it's cool that they're still putting out content because that's huge, right? Once you develop people who are listening and are used to a regular, it comes out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing like hiatus on TV. God, that time sucks.
It does. Ugh. So much.
Nobody wants that.
Boring time. Which is also a good reason to stop watching TV.
Which I've done.
And to start watching more web series.
Yeah. I do DVDs, though, too.
Or at least, TV on the web or something like that.
Yeah. I haven't had cable in 8 years.
Yeah. Anyways, what else has been coming out here? What else can we be talking about
We did get a couple of links. Because I went to the interwebs because I do that. and asked for links.
Yep, yep.
And we were given some.
By who?
By whom?
Whom?
Our good friend Anthony Marco.
Anthony Marco.
Yet another podcaster who's awesome.
Yes.
But he provided us with a ton of links. Maybe he should be doing an episode.
That's true. He could definitely manage this for an hour or so, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
So the one that he sent me, or he sent us, really, because he sent it on Twitter, made me laugh instantaneously. He said it was his favorite news story today. And the headline, I haven't actually even read the article because the headline immediately drove me somewhere else. So the headline is, Americans are as likely to be killed by their own furniture as by terrorism.
Mm-hmm. And I did read the article, and it just kind of broke down what are the actual current odds that you could be taken out in a terrorist attack, which are not very likely at all.
I know, they're incredibly unlikely. However, where I went with that was Americans are as likely to be killed by their own furniture. Hold on, it's a Muppets News Flash, which is actually my favorite Muppets News Flash, when the furniture comes to life and eats everybody. Did you watch the link? Because then I tweeted out the link.
Didn't you hear me laughing?
I did. I thought you were just laughing at the fact that people are worried about terrorists killing them.
Oh, wait, are you kidding? No, that's not nearly as funny. Muppets.
Muppets are funny.
Yeah.
I go everywhere. Muppets, just automatic.
That's the language you speak.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'd never seen that one before, so that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is such timeless stuff.
It's in the My Muppets book, the big gold book.
You have a gold book?
Yeah, you saw it. The like, it's the Muppet Show book.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
And so a lot of the first season sketches are actually drawn comic style, like illustrated and put in the book, and that one's in it.
Part of it is actually seeing it in action, though.
Yeah. So
seeing
check
the
it
actual
out.
Furniture come
just,
to life.
Just search YouTube, A Muppets News Flash Furniture, because then you'll end up with A Muppets News Flash! !
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. There's also, there's actually a 10-minute video here on YouTube, too, of all of the Muppet News Flashes edited together, which is fun.
I'd rather see more of the Swedish Chef, personally.
I know you love the Swedish Chef.
He and I would get along pretty good.
I know. I heard you on the weekend cooking.
Yeah.
He really does. He cooks and does the Swedish Chef impersonation.
We're scared for beer, 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 beer. Actually, part of that might have been my dad, too.
I did hear your dad as well.
He does it, too.
It was rather entertaining.
Yeah. He actually got me into the Swedish Chef because that was his favorite Muppet.
Really?
So, yeah. And, yeah, he would just piss himself laughing at the Swedish Chef.
And yeah, my favorite's still the donuts, though. That's my favorite Swedish Chef.
The what?
The donuts. He makes the donuts.
Ah. I don't know which one would be the best. Donut was pretty good. The meatballs were good.
I know you like the meatballs one. Yeah.
Woody, woochy, bro, bouncy, boochy.
Wow.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. Hey, Mark Hamill's in. Sorry, I just got sidetracked by my screen there. Yeah. I saw Luke Skywalker. I got excited.
Oh, look at the kitty.
No kitty. Mark Hamill in an Argyle sweater. Argyle sweater vest.
Yeah. On Muppets, eh?
On the Muppets, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man. So the last thing I saw before, the last thing I took a look at before coming on over here to record, just came out. Of course, you know this. You told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Django Unchained.
The D is silent.
Oh! I have been anxiously awaiting this trailer.
Quentin Tarantino.
So
awesome.
Anxiously.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and what's funny is that it was supposed to come out earlier today, but it was leaked before it was supposed to come out. And so all of the news sites were like, ooh, and they were linking to the leaked one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all pulled it all because the official trailer was going to be, they moved the time. So it was launched at 7:30 Eastern time.
Oh. Well. So.
And I had forgotten because I was waiting. It's like 6:30. I'm like, oh, I've got an hour. And then I forgot because then we had dinner. And I was like, oh, no. Hold on. So
it is full of awesome.
I liked
it. The soundtrack immediately.
Yes,
Johnny Cash comes in. Oh, man, it's so good.
And it really looks so nice. I love the color palette. It seems so unlike a Tarantino film.
And really, this is the Tarantino film I have been waiting for. He is such a Sergio Leone fan that, you know, actually, it's because of Tarantino I started watching Sergio Leone, because I heard that Tarantino's favorite flick was Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Yeah.
So I thought, I got to watch this. Little did I know that was the last installment in the trilogy. So I kind of got messed up and I had to watch all of them. And so that's how I got into Westerns. So I've always wondered, why has he not done a Western? He does a lot of Western-style stuff in his movies.
Yeah, it's still the same sort of motif.
Yeah. That first part of with Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds is pretty much exactly a Sergio Leone movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just waiting for him to do a Western, which actually this isn't a Western. It's a Southern.
Yeah.
As he puts it. So
It looked good. I liked it. Interesting, because Jamie Foxx is in it now, and it was originally supposed to be Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about Jamie Foxx in general.
Yeah,
he's a very good actor, but I find he has no charisma. His on-screen presence to me, he doesn't pull me in.
Oh, I totally dig. Actually, more than Will Smith, I would think.
Yeah.
Of course, Will Smith made the wise decision. He decided not to be in a Tarantino movie, which Tarantino has such a successful streak of films. Instead, he chose to be in a M. Night Shyamalan movie with his son. Yeah.
We'll see.
Time will tell with that one.
He also bought the Annie franchise or whatever so that his daughter can be in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, you know what, man? When you're a kabillionaire.
Kabillion?
Kabillion.
That's what it's called now?
Yep. And you've got adorable kids. These kids are very, very attractive.
Sick.
I didn't say they were sexy. I said they were attractive.
Right. Anyways, I don't have anything against M. Night Shyamalan. I just don't have very much faith in him anymore. I'll still love his movies, but...
Yeah. I really, really enjoy his movies. But yeah, I didn't see Avatar at all because I had no interest.
Mm.
And The Happening, I think I liked The Happening more than most people did.
Mm.
But I don't own it, and I do own every other one.
Hmm.
So that probably says something.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I still dig Unbreakable.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Unbreakable. I'm sorry, I don't own Unbreakable either. Mm. I forgot.
That is, for me.
Many people, yeah, it's their favorite one. I don't.
Better than The Sixth Sense. And that one was just, the cinematography was primo in that one. The story was very well done. Just,
Yeah, and for me, Signs was my, absolute.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have paid you for Signs.
I really, really enjoy that film.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did too, but of all the movies he's done, I wouldn't actually. Maybe I would see that, but it wouldn't be an obvious choice for me. But,
yeah, that's my favorite.
Avatar, man, that was a different experience.
Yeah, I never watched the cartoon either, so the whole thing for me was just like, meh, whatevs.
Yeah, the new season of the cartoon is out, the furthering of the story and whatnot.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I still have yet to tune into it. I'm pretty determined myself to do a fan movie for Avatar someday.
Okay. I'll review it on my podcast.
It'll take a couple of it'll take a couple of steps before I get to a point where I can easily do that, but it's the movie didn't satisfy any fans out there. So there is a need that needs to be satisfied. And by announcing this right over the internet, I'm probably giving someone else an idea, so...
I'm sure a lot of people have come up with the idea. So, now that you've given away all your shit...
This is my masterful plan. Yes, there it is.
Tell everyone my plans to rule the world.
Yes.
No one will ever stop me.
I'm going to test out the freeze ray. Here's where I'll be.
Awesome. Good job. Bring it back to Joss.
See you on the flip side.
This has been
peace.
Very Joss. Joss.
Jossless?
Yeah. Jossless. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
All right. We're all out of time.
We are all out of time.
So thank you. Thank you, Tip Tap Dip and Eric and Rochelle, for letting us take your space for a bit, and congratulations.
Congrats, and hopefully you have us back soon. I really hope they air this.
Trash bin.
Deleted.